This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It may somehow have escaped you, but 30 years ago today, there was a big change in large-scale philanthropy. Michael Jackson and Diana Ross, Cyndi Lauper, Willie Nelson, Paul Simon and Kenny Rogers, Lionel Richie and Dionne Warwick. Believe me when I tell you the list goes on. All of them gathered at the A&M Recording Studios in Hollywood to record the charity single We Are the World. Whatever you think about the merits of that song, and opinions do differ, it helped change the way we think about celebrities and causes and disasters. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
It starts with Lionel Richie, who wrote the song with Michael Jackson. Jackson was at the pinnacle of his career in 1985 and drove the project along with producer Quincy Jones and singer Harry Belafonte.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call.
And then over the next 7 minutes, a multicultural, multi-music genre who's who of stars take their solos and choruses. The song was phenomenally successful, one of the top-selling singles ever, raising more than $60 million for African Aid. It spurred other charity singles and concerts, Live Aid, Farm Aid, Live 8, Live Earth, the list goes on. But it wasn't the first, says Jonathan Taplin at the USC Annenberg Innovation Lab. The concert for Bangladesh, which he produced in 1971, set the mold. We Are the World nailed it.
We Are the World was a hit single in a days when people still had to pay for music.
Taplin says it would be a hard act to repeat.
The irony is, of course, if you put out a single to try and raise money, even an online download, most of the people would probably steal it.
We Are the World's financial success also helped popularize cause-related marketing, says Leslie Lenkowski at the Indiana University Philanthropy Program. The idea is everybody wins, except...
It is controversial. People feel that charitable giving should be more altruistic, that you shouldn't get something when you give something.
Lenkowski says there are benefits, though. The artists get publicity, the donor consumers get music, and the aid recipients get aid, at least whatever profits are left after the music production is done. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.